Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. We are so grateful to be here in the service of the Lord. Once again, today is Monday. It is the 22nd day of November 2021. And we know that the Lord is in this place and he's in us now. He is taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in him we live, we move, and have our being. And we're just here to give God praise and give him honor and just glorify his name because he is worthy. Yes, he's worthy of the praises. He's worthy of the honor. There is nothing better than knowing God, and it's just good to know that he's allowed us to be here for such a time as this. It is just beautiful to see the saints of God continue to come and join in with the prayers and join in with the praises and to know that God is a faithful God. So this morning we realize and recognize that we must give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Hallelujah. The song says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. He is worthy. Yes, he's worthy, for he is good. He is good. I would love to sing that song, but my voice is feeling a little strange today, but we're going to go on in this hour of power of prayer, and we just thank you for being here with us today. It's a beautiful day to be alive. We're at the beginning of the week, and we're here to just give God the honor that is due his name. He's a faithful God, and we say, great is thy faithfulness, Lord. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. You change not, you fail not. Great is thy mercy unto us today. So it's in the beauty of holiness and in the spirit of righteousness that we look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And I say, heal today, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save, Father, and we shall be saved, for thou art our praise. So we're going to go into prayer this morning, and we will go through this hour of power of prayer, and we're going to see what the Lord has for us and what we have for him. We're going to have some praises for the Lord God Almighty. So Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning because we know that you are here with us today. We know that you are the best thing that ever happened to us, and we rejoice in you today, oh God, because you are worthy this morning, worthy every day, Lord. We must give you praise, honor, and glory each and every day of our lives, oh God. Lord, we don't want to wait to just a special day to give you praise, to give you thanksgiving, to say thank you for all that you do, God. We thank you, Lord, that even as we slept last night in the very image of death, you were right there. You woke us up in our right minds, and we have the use of our limbs. We're able to go and do the things that we need to do, oh God. And the first thing that we want to do is just give you praise, Lord. We praise your name this morning, oh God, because you are faithful and just, and you make no mistakes, oh God. We thank you, God, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and Jesus Christ himself was there, and he became flesh, and he dwelt among us as man. But we're grateful today, oh God, that we're glad to be able to give you the praise. We thank you for the fact that Jesus gave his life for us. Yes, he did many years ago. He gave his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. So we thank you, Jesus, for the abundant life this morning. Thank you, Jesus, because you have called us friend, and you are a friend who's closer than our brother. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the good shepherd, and as your sheep, we know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. Lord, we realize and recognize each and every day we must die daily to sin. There's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit, where we pray that our spirit man will continue to overcome the flesh, oh God, and to be in right relationship with you, oh Lord. My God, I say, create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. My God, we thank you today, oh God, because we realize that this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, oh God, and we're so glad. We rejoice in you always. And again, I say we rejoice, oh God. My God, my God, we delight ourselves in you, Lord. We are happy because we know that you are our Lord and Savior, our King, oh God. Father, you say that you rejoice over us with joy. Hallelujah. Jesus, we are redeemed. We come with singing and everlasting joy is upon our heads, O God. My Lord, we obtain joy and gladness and sorrow and anxiety are free away, O God. My God, my God. The spirit of rejoicing, joy, and laughter is our heritage, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you today because where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, O God. We are free to walk in that liberty each and every day, O God. Father, we thank you that our mouths shall praise you with joyful lips, O God. We are ever filled and stimulated with the Holy Ghost, O God. Holy Ghost, we say, have your way, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we speak out with psalms and hymns and make melody with all of our hearts, O God, to you, O Lord. My God. We thank you, Lord, today that a happy heart is good like a medicine, O God, and it's cheerful and helps to bring healing to our lives, O God. In the name of Jesus, we have a good report today, O God, because the report of the Lord says we are healed, we are filled, we are set free, O God, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today that we are trusting and depending on you, God. O Father, this morning, we just thank you today, O God, that we bear much prayer fruit, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God, we continue to pray without ceasing. And, Lord, we know today that prayers are being answered, O God, and we delight ourselves in you, God. And we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength, O God. So we count it all joy, O God, when we encounter tests or trials of any kind, O God, because we are strong in you, Father. Hallelujah. My God, we have the victory in the name of Jesus, and Satan is under our feet, O God. We are not moved by adverse circumstances because we know in the midst of trouble, we can speak out and say, peace be still, because Jesus Christ himself spoke that to the wind and the waves, O God. And we're rejoicing today, O God, because that word is for us, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And we dwell in the kingdom of God, and we have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Glory to your name, God. Now, Father, this morning, we pray for those, O God, who are sick this morning. There are many people who have sicknesses and diseases in their bodies, O God. There are those, O God, who have just all kinds of things going on in their minds, O God. Their minds are not clear, O God. We pray and decree this morning, O God, that we shall have the mind of Christ, O God, and we are blessed with sound minds today, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, there are those who are contemplating suicide because of the overwhelming problems in their lives, O God. And so we decree this morning that they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there's darkness all over the land, O God. We pray and loose the spirit of the light of Jesus Christ this morning. In the name of Jesus, across this United States of America, in this entire world, O God, all across every continent, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for North America, South America, O God. We pray for Europe and Asia, Lord Jesus, Africa, Lord Jesus, Arctic Circle, Lord, and Arctica, O God. In the name of Jesus, all the oceans, O God. We know, Father, today that people are on these oceans and they need you right now. Somebody's crying out right now, don't know which way to turn, O God. Well, we believe, O God, that you're hearing the cry, you're hearing the call, Lord. Even those that don't know that they can call on you, O God, we pray for divine intervention in their lives today, O God. Young people wanting to give up on life, O God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I pray that you draw them, God. We know that you have been speaking to people's hearts, O God, and people have not listened to your call, Lord. So we pray at this moment, O God, during this dispensation and time, O God, they will make a decision for you, God. Those who have rejected you, O God, many people in our families, O God, have rejected you, Father. So we pray and thank you, Lord, today that they are coming to the knowledge of the truth, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Roderick, O God, and Benita, O God. And we pray and thank you, Lord, today for Quadnisha and Quaderis, O God, and Brittany, O God, Imani, Lord Jesus. Draw them, God, in the name of Jesus. Quincy, O God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord, we pray for Albert, O God, and Althea, O God, Janice, Tamika, Lord, in the Lord, Sheena, Yolanda, Lord, and Francis, oh God, Yvette and Timothy, oh God, and we thank you, Lord, today for all of their children, oh God, London and Yvette, oh God, and her daughter, oh God, Labea, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Wellington, oh God, draw him, God, in the name of Jesus, Althea and Andrew, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Isaiah this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my grandchildren, Celeste, Benjamin, Abraham, and David, oh God, in the name of Jesus, draw them, God, that they will come running after you, God, in the name of Jesus, Marco, Leshe, Tabaku, Nina, Nana, Shana, Makula, Belita and Amber, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, draw them to you, Lord, that they will decide that they want you, oh God, more than anything else, oh God, Joe's family, oh God, Cheryl's family, oh God, every person on this line, all of our family members, oh God, draw them, God, out of their dark places, oh God, in the name of Jesus, medical Lord, she to the cool, na shot, Nina Kasu, she to the Makeda, Shita. You are the one God. You're the only wise God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much, oh God. We praise your name, oh God. We glorify you today, oh God, because you're the one who draws, God. You're the one who decides, Lord, that you are there to save, oh God. You're here to seek and to save that which was lost, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for Mary's family, oh God, and Esther's family, Anthony's family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Yvonne's family, Gladys's family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Chris and the Bowden family, oh God, Marie's family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Teresa's family, Pastor Scholastica's family, oh God, Linda's family, oh God, Lois's family, oh God, Charlotte's family, oh God, Sheila's family, Lord Jesus, Lynn's family, oh God, Glenda's family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Apostle Horsley's family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, we just thank you, Lord, today for every person, oh God, name by name, oh God, you know each and every name, God. If I didn't remember, God, you remember, God. You know these names, God, and you know all those, oh God, who need you, Father. Juanita's family, oh God, Janice's family, oh God, Miss G's family, oh God, Dorothy's family, oh God, Belinda's family, oh God, Martensi's family. My God, there are so many families out there, oh God, who need Jesus this morning, oh God. So we pray that they will come to you, God, and decide that today that they will, them and their houses, oh God, will serve you, oh God, for the rest of their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, we thank you, Lord, today for joy this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My Lord, we just praise you today, oh God. Glory to your name, God, for joining the people to yourself, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We magnify your name, God, because you're the one, God, who draws the people to yourself, God. So this morning, oh God, we're just praising you, God, for the souls that are being saved, oh God. There are multitudes in the valley of decision, oh God. So I decree this morning that they will choose you this day, oh God, whom they will serve, oh God. They will choose you this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord. My God, we know that the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few, but we thank you today that we are here, oh God, as harvesters, oh God, to draw people, God, to help them, God, to let them know that Jesus reigns forevermore, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise your holy and your righteous name, oh God. My Father, there are many people who would be traveling this week, oh God. Many people going from one city to the next, oh God, whether it be by plane, train, oh God, vehicle, oh God, cars, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today that you protect, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody may be on a bicycle, oh God, somebody in a boat, God. We thank you, Lord, today that you protect, God, those who are on the freeways, oh God. Many people out there maybe out driving drunk, Lord Jesus, intoxicated, oh God. Lord, we pray for protection, oh God, that there would not be multitudes of accidents on the highways, oh God, and the byways, Lord Jesus. My Father, my Jesus, we just pray, God, that you take care of your people, oh God, as we travel to and fro, God, even as we travel within the cities, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for my grandson Abraham, that you heal his body, oh God. Remove the cold out of his body. Don't let it continue to just spread through the family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal and deliver this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Jamila. She goes to the doctor, oh God, that you give her a good report, God. In the name of Jesus, concerning her thumb, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just thank you, Lord, today that you are the healer, oh God. In Jesus' name, Father, we praise you, God. We pray for Cece, oh God, as she is preparing for her operation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God, because you are such a mighty God. I say, what a mighty God we serve, oh God. You're everything, oh God. You're doing great things, oh God. You're just doing wonderful things that's marvelous in our eyes today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for Carita, oh God, as she goes, Lord, for the operation, God, that you take care of the doctor's hands, oh God, in their minds, God. Anybody who's going under the knife today, oh God, or some kind of operation, oh God, some kind of procedure, God, let it be done decently in order, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sterile instruments, oh God, sterile room, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My Father, we just thank you, Lord, today for all that you're doing, oh God. It's marvelous in our eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My Father, there are those, oh God, who need help with their finances, oh God. So we pray, God, today that you help and bring about change, God, that people will be able to find the jobs that they need, oh God. Sister Linda, oh God, in need of a job, God, in the name of Jesus. Help her, Lord. We thank you for the help that you're bringing to her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that she will be able to find a good job, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said in your word, oh God, to ask and we shall receive, oh God, seek and we shall find, knock and the door shall be open, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, that she goes and she knocks and she asks, oh God, and she shall receive, God, in the name of Jesus. Anybody else, oh God, even bless the businesses, oh God. Our sister Chris has a business, oh God. Sister Janice has a business, oh God. Sister Beverly in the Bahamas has a business, Lord. Bless these businesses, oh God. Apostle Horsley, his new business, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I pray that you help each one to thrive, oh God. Pastor Scholastic's business, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Even the real estate agents, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Charlotte, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless, pray, and thank you, Lord, today that you're the one who gives us power to get wealth, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, that we are in a wealthy place, oh God, with these businesses, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bring more than enough to these businesses, clients, oh God, and customers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, today that there is so much, oh God, for us to be thankful for, because you are doing multitudes of things, oh God, for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, beyond what we can ask or think, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today for all that you're doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. This morning, we're just going to come in, and we're going to give some thanks unto the Lord. And while you're thanking God, just think about all the things that God has done down through the years, or even just recently, and just give him praise for that. And then we're going to have people just testify what God has done, because everybody has a testimony of things that God has done. So let's just give God praise right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Glory
Jesus.
To your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank your name this morning, oh God.
We magnify you this morning.
Thank you right now, God, hallelujah. For the love that you shed abroad in our hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for teaching us how to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for teaching us how to love, Father, in the name of Jesus. Coming together as one, fellowshipping right now, God. Unity in the body of Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ever thank you so much, Father, for all that you've done, the things that you're doing, and the things that you're about to do, and the lives right now, God, of your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, for the Christ-mindedness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for restoration, for hallelujah, for reviving, for refreshing, renewing us. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, restoring. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sound mind, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody didn't wake up this morning, Lord God. So we thank you for the victory, Jesus, for the things that you've already done in our lives, Father, for healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. I would not ask to see in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that He has risen from the dead, because He is Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty. Thank you, God, for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that is God in itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought in the obedience of your word, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for being a shield all around us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for your protection, Father. And we travel up with days of highways and byways and traveling mercies this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for drawing us, saving our family members. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for saving us, family members, Father, in the name of Jesus, for those that don't know you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, for turning our soul into hearts of flesh, Father, in the name of Jesus, teaching us how to love, hallelujah, teaching us how to make a little trust in you, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, trust in you with all our heart, and lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways, Lord, we will acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the victory in Jesus' name. Thank you right now, God, because we are all overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, for desire, discipline, and delight in you. In the name of Jesus, because only what we do for Christ shall last. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. And hallelujah,
thank
it's
you,
the highest praise that we can give you, Father, in the name of Jesus. King of kings, Lord of lords, in Jesus' name. Thank you right now, God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty, God. But, you know, to the pulling down of strongholds, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you right now, God, for tearing down every mountain, bringing every mountain low. Hallelujah, every valley, hallelujah, bring it down smooth. Hallelujah, and every place straight in our lives, pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for us being able to see a lot of the things that you've done for us over the course of our lives, for our families, for my past, our present, and our future right now, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to your name. Heavenly Father, God, that are holy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, right now, God, that we decrease so you can decrease in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. thank you right now, God, for filling us up to the full, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for opening our eyes to see, our ears to hear, Father, in the name of Jesus, and to be bold, hallelujah, speaking about the, hallelujah, about your salvation plan, Father. Let us open our mouths boldly right now, God, to proclaim, hallelujah, the liberties of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit,
yes,
righteousness. Thank you, Father, for truth, justice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that all that you have done. Hallelujah. Concerning us, Father. The
I'm
unseen things, Father. You're always faithful. You're always working, you know, behind the scenes right now, God. And things that we don't even see, Father, and know, hallelujah, that you have done for us. Lord, thank you for the unseen things, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your Son, the blood of Jesus that you shed on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for all mankind, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. For peace in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for restoring, renewing, replenishing, reviving, refreshing us, Father, quickening us, Father, in the name of Jesus. For this is the day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, because we are whole this morning. We are healed, nothing missing, nothing broken, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you right now, God, for your righteousness.
Father, right now, all you do
hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, for we speak life right now, God, for all of our flesh, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we are alive and we have our beings, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For joy.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We welcome you into our home. Thank you right now, God, that is the anointing that destroys every yoke, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you've done so much for us. Hallelujah. If we never do anything else again, Lord, that will be more than enough. Thank you for being the God of more than enough, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being our help. Thank you for being our defense, Father. Thank you right now, God, for justice. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you right now.
Hallelujah.
Holy. Thank you, God, that we walk in our healing. Walk in our salvation. We walk in our peace. We walk in our healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. We walk in righteousness right now, God. We walk in peace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We just can't thank you enough, Father. Thank you, Father, for having the mind of Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You said, I thought, Father, in the name of Jesus, thinking on whatsoever things are true and honest, hallelujah, just and pure and lovely of a good report. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, to think on these things. Thank you right now, Holy Spirit, for bringing in the remembrance of the things that we need to remember, Father, in the name of Jesus this day. Thank you, Heavenly Spirit. Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We are victorious, Father. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for lifting up a standard this morning, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Like-mindedness. Thank you for unity in the body of Christ, Father. In your Son, Jesus' name. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for us, for we don't know what to pray for, God. Hallelujah, that we pray. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Lord, we give you thanks.
Glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for all the voices. Your voices to the King. It's awesome to be able to praise the Lord, and we just appreciate every person who is here today.
Thank you.
And I'm going to go ahead and read the scripture of the week, and we're going to, everybody just start thinking as I'm reading thinking about what you want to share this morning. We're going to share what we want to thank God for. Just thank God for whatever it is that comes to your mind. Everybody has a reason to be thankful, and we want to hear your voices this morning as you share what God has done for you and things that you're believing God to do. You can be thankful for that too. So this morning we are reading from the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 100, verses 1 through 5. And it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with joy. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. So we are thanking God this morning for the scripture of the week. And, you know, this is a beautiful psalm. We learned this many years ago when I was a child. This is one of the psalms that we memorized. And so we're making a joyful noise today unto the Lord. As we give our testimony, we're making a joyful noise, and we're serving him with gladness. And we want to come before his presence with singing and know that he's the Lord. Yes, he's our Lord God Almighty. And each and every day we should be thanking God. We don't want to wait until this special day that's coming up to give him thanks. We thank him every day. You know, we come here and we're praising God and we're appreciating him, and we want to keep that going each and every day of our lives, because we know that the Lord, he himself, he's the one who put us in this earth realm. He's the one who, after he spoke into existence, the stars, the sun, the moon, the constellation, all those things that he called out, he stooped down and formed man in his very own image and blew into man the breath of life. So that's why we have the breath of life today, because God did that, and he allows us to continue to have the breath of life. And I just thank God how he brought out of a dark place, that I was in a very dark place when I was out there in my sin, and he allowed me to come into his kingdom, and he's done so many wonderful things. Even before I came to the kingdom, before I became a child of God, somebody was praying for me and protected me from all kinds of dangers because of the places that I would be in. I sit at a gambling table and gambling all day and all night long, and in a place where people had guns and people could have got shot. In fact, there was a game. I wasn't at the game, but a man got shot dead at the game. And I just thank God for how he protected me just at that particular time of my life. So I'm able to be here today, 66 years old. It's a beautiful thing to be 66 years old. And I just don't even know how I should be feeling. I mean, a lot of people at my age are not feeling I am feeling. I thank the Lord for the health that he's given me and the strength that he's given me and the sound mind that he's given me because of who he is and who I am in him. So we all have a way to give him thanks for just allowing us to be here today. So somebody else, just come on in. We're just going to take turns and share the goodness of the Lord this morning. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. This morning, I just thank God for when I look back over my life and when I was out there on the streets doing everything that I was big and bold enough to do, and how God, and I just look back over each step, that's the time that I should have been dead. This is the time I should have been dead. I was just picking it out. And even sometimes that I didn't even think about, that when I was out there lost and backslidden in a backslidden way, that God protected me, hallelujah, even from the dogs and the animals jumping in my car, you know, and you know, and guided, you know, and just being there and for protection, even from around their own masses and stuff. And I thank God that the place that I was in, that God just protected me and he guided me right now in the name of Jesus, even though it was dangerous. And I saw plenty of times when I could have been murdered in the name of Jesus, but God still had his hands upon me when I lost all respect from my family members and stuff like that. But God brought me back in the name of Jesus. I am trusted, you know, with their lives. And Father, this day in the name of Jesus, I just thank God how he just took things and turned it around. Everything evil that was meant for me, he turned it around to a blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus, and how, hallelujah, just how he just kept me, hallelujah, and the things that I'm seeing, I'm able to see right now that the changes that God is doing in my family's life, and I'm in, hallelujah, here, and I'm seeing it being done. I'm hearing it being spoken. Hallelujah, the things that I've been praying for over the ministry, prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. I hear them speaking of it. I hear them talking about tithing and stuff like that, things that I've been praying for. I just thank God for the victory in the name of Jesus that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank God for desire, discipline, and delight in him in the name of Jesus, in a spirit of prayer, praise, and worship. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, is blessing it right now, God. And just to be thankful for life and that more abundant, be thankful for healing, be thankful for deliverance from things that I was going through. And I thought that Lord, when? And when I look back over my life, I said, Lord, you know what? I'm not dealing with that anymore. And so I just thank God for the victory in Jesus' name. As long as we continue to go about doing what God tells us to do. He already knows what we have need of. He knew what I had need of. He knew the desires of my heart in the name of Jesus. He, hallelujah, is giving me right now, God, hallelujah, blessing me with the long-suffering in the name of Jesus, because the things that I used to didn't, you know, wouldn't deal and put up with, I find myself, you know, just being patient and waiting on God to act, waiting on God to work, and trusting in him. Hallelujah, that was something that I said, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, God, you know, how you want me to trust you? I'm scared to jump out of parachutes and stuff like that, so you want me to free fall, you know what I'm saying, and trust you about something like this when I, you know, I've never done this before. But, you know, through time and time and time again, and God has to work with me with it and stuff like that, I begin to start trusting God more and more and more and more and more about the things that he would have me to do, because in my giving, because you never can beat God giving in the name of Jesus. He has opened up a, hallelujah, a window and pouring me out a blessing that I don't have room enough to receive in the name of Jesus. And a lot of times it don't come back the way you give it out in money. It comes back through peace. It comes back through love. It comes back through healing. It comes back through deliverance. It comes back in the name of Jesus, my sisters and brothers. It comes back. So I thank God for the victory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Gladys. Praise the Lord for that testimony this morning. Anybody else? Let somebody else come on in.
Good morning. This is Chris.
And I just want to thank God for just allowing me to wake up this morning. I just want to thank God for everything that he's done for me in my business. I started my business in, I want to say, 2008. And this year, between this year and last year, God has just really, really blessed me with two locations. And I'm getting this third location in Miami. And I just want to thank God for growth. And just when God gives you a dream, he's going to bring that dream to fruition. When God gives you something, you may be, right now I feel like, you know, sometimes you got to find the middle. God will give you the vision, and you got, you know, you don't know how he's going to bring that vision to reality. But God, he's going to do it. And so I just thank God for just being with me, keeping me blessed, keeping me focused, keeping me ambitious and motivated, and that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Chris. God bless you. Thank you for sharing this morning. Somebody else?
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Marie. I just want to praise and thank God it's been about 20 some years ago or more. I had a situation I had fibroid tumors, and I used to hurt during the first of the month during my menstrual. So one time I was hurt so bad, and normally it'll stop. I take ibuprofen and the bleeding slowed down, but the bleeding slowed down, but I kept hurting, so I kept taking ibuprofen. Usually I don't have to take them the whole month. Pain was so bad, I was taking them like a little more than every 4 hours or whatever.
Then one, then a pain hit me, and I went down to the, went down towards the floor. It just took me down, and the voice came out screaming, and then he would sound like me. And I got on the phone and called my mom. I said, "Mama, I'm hurt so bad. I didn't have a car at that time. If I catch the bus, I think I might die on that bus. I'm hurt." So she sent my sister Willie Mae to come pick me up, and they carried me to the nearest hospital. And because, you know, at that time I was doing my thing. I wanted to go to the hospital and get taken care of and back out. So when I got there, to that particular hospital, they were talking about doing surgery. They said my appendix had ruptured, and my appendix had burst. And after over with, they said my appendix had been busted for a whole week, and they don't know how I live. But when I first wanted to leave to go to the, they were like, "I can't sign you. I can't sign her out. If you take her out, that's on your own. She might not make it past that door." So God saved my life, and I know you have a meaning for it, and I'm looking forward to what he saved me for. I'm seeing it right now, and it manifested. But he saved my life. I supposed to have been dead. And some people say it probably was the ibuprofen that made me last as long as I did. But I just thank God for saving me, because I should have been dead. Because, like I said, my appendix, that doctor said that that, and the poison had spread it all over my body. And it started spreading. So they had to drain poison off of me. But by the time I did make it out the hospital home, I was having problems breathing, like, and rushed to Grady, and Grady said they didn't remove all the stuff, all the fluid off of my body, all the poison, so they finished the job. And so I just thank God for saving my life, for me still being here. But what for God, I'll be gone. So I just want to share that. And I have a lot more, but I'll just do that one at this time.
Okay, well, thank you, Sister Marie. Thank you for that blessing. Glad that you're here, still here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right, who's next?
Good morning. This is Glenda. I just wanted to say thank God for his goodness, his mercy, and his grace. And I thank and praise him for not allowing things to happen that could have happened, things that the devil had planned for me that didn't happen. A couple of weeks ago, I had gone out at night to grab something to eat. It was after 10. And as I was pulling out of the parking lot of this place, I had stopped because there was oncoming traffic. It was a very busy road. And I was looking towards the left because, you know, the cars were coming from the left-hand side. I needed to turn right. And like I said, it was dark. It was after 10. And I'm focused on the cars that would be coming towards my left and not paying attention to the right because I needed to turn right. And just as I was about to proceed, I almost hit a pedestrian. This was at night. Normally people would not be walking on this road. Came very close to hitting this guy. And I'm just so thankful and grateful that I did not hit anyone. So thank God for his goodness, his mercy, his grace for protecting me from danger seen and unseen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Glenda, for sharing that. That's a wonderful testimony because it could have been somebody hurt or dead. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. So who's next? We got a few more people having given your testimony. Give God, just say thank you, Lord, and nothing else but that. I know you can open your mouth this morning. If you're talking, your phone is muted. We cannot hear you. If you're talking, unmute your phone. Well, okay. Well, we thank the Lord for everybody who's here. Thank you all for sharing your testimonies and praise reports because there is word in the as they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives even unto the death. So it's important that we give our testimonies. And if you're in a position where you cannot speak, that's fine. But we're glad that you're here. And we're glad for just being able to thank God. You know, even if we go through our lives and we don't say anything to God, we know that God is there for us no matter what. But we do want to let him know that we are appreciative of the fact that he's done so many wonderful things down through the years. He's kept us from danger seen and unseen, as Sister Glenda said. And, you know, there are times when we see the dangers and we see how God has protected us, how God has just had his hand on us. He's had his angels around us. You know, we have angels that are around us that help us as we go through the day. They come and they give us messages and they let us know some things that we need to know. And so we are grateful that God has put all so many things in place for his people. He's given us the Holy Ghost, which is our helper. It is our reminder. The Holy Ghost is there to teach us things and to help us to remember the scriptures, to help us to remember those things that he has spoken in his word. His word is so powerful. And that's one thing to be thankful for, that he's given us the Bible. He's given us the word that we can live our lives. The fact that he spoke ministers years ago, his prophets and his preachers, his teachers in the Bible. I mean, so many of those prophets of old are examples of how we can trust in the Lord. Many of them had situations that were so difficult, and the Lord blessed them and helped them and delivered them. You know, just thinking of Daniel in the lion's den, and when Paul and Silas and Peter were in jail, and God helped them while they were in jail, and even Jesus, when he was on the cross, and they, even before he went to the cross, they beat him. Yes, they did, and so he came out of that. He became victorious, even when he went to the grave, and he went down into the grave, and then he rose up from the grave. That is something to be thankful for, that he did all of that. He gave his life, and he died once for all of us. And so that is a major thing for us to be thankful for, that he gave us the plan of salvation, so that now all we have to do is come and with a sincere heart and ask him to forgive us. That is so important, that we can come and ask for forgiveness, and we don't have to put doves and bulls and things on the altar and let them be the sacrifice for us. Jesus became the sacrifice for us, and he became the sacrificial lamb. And that is so critical. That is so important that we understand that, and that anybody who is out there in the world, any one of our family members, as we prayed for our family members today, we know that God has allowed our family members, he's given them an opportunity. I remember one time when one of my sisters passed away, and somebody in the family called me, and we were talking, and said, they said, why is it that God took this particular sister, and then there was another sister that was just so mean and bad and doing all kinds of crazy things. Why is it that he didn't take her? And I told her, I said, well, I believe God, what God knows best about everything. But God has given this one particular sister who was not living right an opportunity, more time, so that she could come and receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King, where the, as the one who had passed away, she was already a part of the kingdom. And so, you know, I mean, that's just the logic that came to my mind. You know, we don't always know why God does a thing and why things happen the way they do, but we can be thankful that God is all wise and he's all knowing. And we can thank the Lord for those who are still here. You know, there are times when somebody has an accident and everybody dies but one person. Maybe that one person is the one who did not know Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. And so the Lord gives them opportunity to come to Jesus Christ, to make that decision for Jesus Christ. So we are grateful for God and all that he does. And many times things happen, and we cannot blame it on God. I had somebody tell me one time, you know, that they were charging God foolishly. It's like, you're making decisions for your life, and you're the one who's gotten yourself into this situation. So you cannot charge God for that. So God gives us wisdom on how we can help each other and encourage one another and build each other up. So that's one thing that we do here on Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are here to encourage one another, because he tells us that iron sharpens iron. And when you have a situation that seems very difficult and hard, call somebody who's in the body of Christ. That's why God has put us here for such a time as this, that we can encourage one another and help each other as we go along this life. You know, sometimes you just need somebody to listen to you. Sometimes it's not always where we need to give advice. We just need to listen. Somebody needs to have a listening ear at times so that they can feel better. Some people just need to talk it out, talk about the situation. And so the Lord has put so many different things in place for us so that we will be able to continue to go forward in this life. And then he presents opportunities for us to share the gospel, whether it be individually or it could be in a group or it could just be in prayer. You know, when we pray for somebody, God knows where that person is and God is speaking to them. God speaks to people. And so that is so key that we understand God and all that he is and who he is and where he is. And he's everywhere. And just to think of all the beautiful things that he's done and all the things that he's put in place and he's helped us. You know, I think about the way he designed us. And many times I may be sitting somewhere listening, maybe in a church, listening to the word of God. And I'm thinking about how God just allowed us to be able to hear the word of God, to be able to hear it in our ears, and then be able to use that for our lives. And so when you come here to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, and different ones are sharing the word of God and sharing their testimonies, and it's for us to be built up. It's for us to be strengthened by the word of God. And so whatever you present, whatever it is that you contribute here, we appreciate it because everybody on here has a different need. Everybody on here has a different life. And so, you know, when you come here and you hear the word of God and you hear what God is saying and what God is doing, then it helps to build us up and helps to encourage us, and it helps to increase our faith in the Lord. So we know that every time that we hear something from God, we want to use it to be strengthened. You know, every time you feed yourself with food, it helps to strengthen you and keep you healthy and strong. So when you're eating your natural food, it's there to help you to be able to make it to the next day, to be able to make it even throughout that day. And so as we go through this life and we're sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is helping us in our spirit, man, to be able to go to the next level, to be able to go to the next place in Jesus Christ. So I'm grateful this morning for just this opportunity to be here in his presence. So, Lord, as we are nearing the top of the hour of power of prayer, I thank you so much for every sister and brother who is here, those who may not have made it today, oh God. We thank you for them too, Lord. We just praise you, God, today for all the prayers that went up, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that these prayers are sealed by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. So we appreciate you, God, for all that has happened this morning. It's marvelous in our eyes. And we are appreciative in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So we are about to leave, and we're going to do our declarations. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we will continue to seek the face of God. And though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because the Lord God Almighty is with us. I decree this morning that we continue to cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord and he gives us the desires of our hearts. I decree that our families are blessed and we are blessed and highly favored by God and by man. I decree that all my sisters and brothers in Christ are blessed of the Lord. And I decree that our children are taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower in the name of Jesus, and that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I decree that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous, and I declare blessings are overtaking us, and we have more than enough. I decree that wickedness in high places is destroyed, and showers of blessings are coming upon our lives on a daily basis. Hallelujah, Jesus. So as we are about to leave, we will continue to rejoice in the Lord because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hind feet. He's helping us to walk upon those high places. So as we go, remember, we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back, and I pray that you have a beautiful rest of the day, and the Spirit of the Lord will be upon you as you continue to dance like David danced. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today. and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.